Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling is vultures. Negative, nepotism.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I can't talk that fast, so I got to read. Talking about the new breaking news. First, we learned from CNN. There were 24 or more text messages between Jenny Thomas, you know, Clarence's wife, and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to the former president, between the election and, you know, sometime in January after the January 6th. And then later in this fine hour, this is breaking news. The ink barely dry on my computer screen here. But the Washington Post apparently got copies of the text exchanges. And I'd like to share a few more with you, our fair audience, because they're damn fine. It's a damn fine read. So here we go again. On November 10th, Thomas, again, this is Jenny, not the Supreme Court Justice, drew a reply from Meadows. She wrote, "Mark, I wanted to text you and tell you for days you're in my prayers." She continued by urging him to help this great president stand firm and invoking the greatest heist of our history. Thomas added in the message that Meadows should, and this is a little galling because I don't see my name on this list. "You should listen to Rush, Mark Stein, Bongino, Cleta Mitchell, she's an attorney, appearing to refer to conservative commentators Rush Limbaugh, Mark Stein, Dan Bongino, as well as lawyer Cleta Mitchell, who was involved in Trump's push to claim victory in Georgia, despite Biden's certified win there. And for all you people listening in Wisconsin, let's not forget Cleta Mitchell was a partner at Foley & Lautner when she took that phone call. She was on the Trump phone call, the 11,780 votes phone call to Georgia. Don't hear much from her these days." 1 minute later, Meadows responded, "I will stand firm. We will fight until there's no fight left. Our country is too precious to give up now. Thanks for all you do." 9 minutes after that, Thomas replied, "Tearing up and praying for you guys," with lots of exclamation points. "So proud to know you." Later that night, Jenny Thomas messaged Meadows, seeming to react to a cable news segment. You know, I mean, really, I occasionally, like Dom and I will, you know, text each other back and forth. "Hey, did you see such and such on MSNBC? But, you know, the president's chief of staff, I think I might leave him out of sort of the booty, you know, texting back and forth. Later that night, Jenny Thomas messaged Meadows, seeming to react to a cable news segment. "Van Jones spins interestingly, but shows us the ball's being juggled too," Thomas said, referring to a prominent CNN commentator. Thomas then turned to her frustrations with congressional Republicans and said she wished more of them were rallying behind Trump and being more active with his base voters who were furious about the election. She wrote, again via text, "House and Senate guys are pathetic too. Only 4 GOP House members seen out in the street rallies with the grassroots. And they're such," she names the 4, "such fine congressmen. They include Louie Gohmert, Jim Jordan, Gozer, and Roy." She appeared to be referring to Republican House members Louie Gohmert of Texas, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Paul Gozer of Arizona, and Chip Roy of Texas. "This was a troubled time for Trump. News organizations had declared Biden the winner on November 7th after a review of vote totals in each state and the electoral count. Trump's legal operation was divided between his campaign's official lawyers and Rudy W. Giuliani, Trump's confidant and personal attorney, who is fast asserting control of the campaign's legal strategy. And while many Republicans supported Trump's filing of legal challenges in several states, his lawyer stumbled in court, and many allies by mid-November were privately confiding that Trump's legal battle would be short-lived." Well, the legal battle was short-lived, except for the newest lawsuit, right? Yet Thomas argued Meadows to plow ahead, iron plow ahead if necessary, rally Republicans around Trump and remind them of enduring political capital. "Where the heck are all of those who benefited from the president's coattails? question mark, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. She wrote in her text message to him on late on November 10th. She then told him to watch a YouTube video about the power of never conceding. Never concede. I never concede a point, Fancy Brian. I learned that on YouTube, where all the best facts are. Meadows might not have been Thomas's only contact inside the Trump White House that week. On November 13th, she texted Meadows about her outreach to Jared. It could only be Jared. Potentially a reference to Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior White House advisor. She wrote, "Just forward a YR Gmail and email I sent Jared this AM. Sidney Powell, and improved coordination now will help the cavalry come and fraud exposed and America saved. The messages provided to the House Select Committee do not show a response by Meadows." Now, surprisingly, Kushner did not respond to Bob Woodward's, request for comment. Powell was becoming ubiquitous on television and winning the president's favor, according to several Trump advisors, as she claimed without evidence that the electronic voting systems had stolen the election from Trump by switching millions of ballots in Biden's favor. She claimed, again, without evidence, that hundreds of thousands of ballots were appearing out of nowhere and that a global communist conspiracy was afoot involving Venezuela, Cuba, and probably China. Still, while Trump cheered some of Powell's commentary, she was a polarizing figure in his orbit. Her views were considered so extreme and unsupported by evidence that David Bossie, a longtime Trump supporter, told others that she was peddling concocted BS. You think that's concocted BS? You should read Trump's new lawsuit.
Not this homegrown BS we peddle.
After Fox News host Tucker Carlson contacted Powell about her claim that electronic voting machines had switched ballots to Biden, he told his viewers that he found her answers evasive and that she had shown no evidence to support her assertion. He stopped having her on the program. Jenny Thomas stood by her. Don't let her and your assets be marginalized. Instead, help her be the lead and the face. That was texted on November 13th. A few more here. The following day, November 14th, Thomas sent Meadows material she said was from Connie Hare, chief of staff to Gohmert. Best sources. It's not clear if she was passing a message on from Hare or sharing Hare's perspective as guidance for Meadows. The text message seemed to quote Hare's belief that the most important thing you can realize right now is that there are no rules in war. The war is psychological. PSYOP, the text from Thomas states. Whatever it takes. There are no rules in war. I mean, this is interesting stuff. Jenny Thomas, I'm not saying it's criminal, but she's got some splaining to do, Lucy. Come back with us. A fine co-devil. Start the hour. Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct, an attorney by trade. Interesting. Opinions offered by Matt soon. And next.
Oh, this is your wife. Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh?
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.